Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at GCN Live, GCNLIVE.com, Genesis Communications Network. Class, you can listen to us on rentsradio.com. You can listen to us on the Ron Gibson channel on Odyssey and BitChute. That's Ron Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. You can listen to us on Global Star Radio Network, Galaxy 19, the satellite, over the United States or North America, Central America, Europe, and north parts of North Africa. And you can listen to us on the Global Star Radio Network telephone listen line, which is 605-615-1815. 605-615-1815. And that's when we're live between the hours of 9 a.m. Central through 11 a.m. Central. Greg Lesher's with us live in Utah. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Nice, clear, cold day.
You know, Greg, I was thinking about you, and I wanted to, class, I can guarantee you this. That if you stay tuned for the next 2 hours of this broadcast, you will learn things that no one has said on the radio. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. And if you want, if I misspoke about the guarantee, you can turn your radio over, and on the bottom there's a telephone number. You can call it and get your money back. Okay? But I can guarantee that you will learn things that... you've never heard before, guaranteed. Greg, yeah, in the world of trucking and moving goods and from place to place, you're an expert in that. Here is something that I wanted to share with the class. I'd love to hear you weigh in on this. So, class, you might have learned that in California there are shipping cranes, and these cranes unload cargo containers that come from, well, like Asia. And so these cranes are huge, and they can pick up these massive 40-foot-long, 20-foot-long cargo containers and unload them from the ship, load them to shore, and then they get hauled away by tractor trailers. Well, these cranes, 80% of the cranes in this country were made in China. And what the administration or some parts of government have found out is there are clandestine secret communication devices built into these cranes that use cellular communications, but not the traditional mode of communication, but cellular communications, and they can be used for spying on the United States of America. Imagine if we went to war and the Chinese wanted to know exactly what's happening in our ports. Wouldn't that be fun? Well, it looks like this is such a big problem that the Biden administration wants to spend $20 billion, that's with a B, in infrastructure changes to replace those cranes. Greg, any comments? Because I've got a lot more on this thread, and this is where we're going to teach things that have not been taught on the radio before. Greg, do you have any comments so far?
Well, yeah. We all are familiar with security cameras. You can buy them at Walmart and places like that where you can actually download a free app and go in there and view your home and get alerts and things like that. who's watching those that are in your bedroom, that are in your living room? That's a good question. I'll bet you the NSA is on the list of one of them. And I'll bet you China's on the list of another. I have a suggestion for you. Don't use your Wi-Fi when you set them up. Some of them you can just stick a little SD card in there to do the recording. But if you don't hook them up to the Wi-Fi, to your internet, I think that's the only place you're going to find security. Hooking them up to a cloud or something like that, you've really got to wonder. And who's recording you? Maybe you just came out of the shower. You know, where's this video going to go? Just concerns I have.
Yeah, and those robotic vacuum cleaners that map your house and send the map somewhere across the internet to the cloud. And there was a gal who was looking at some of the images on the internet, and she found images of her sitting on the toilet. She was outraged. She didn't know. So why would anybody have these things? It's beyond me. Okay, so these Chinese spy cranes, and you can look this up. This is all over. You can find this on the internet. It's not all over, but you can find it on the internet. So there were modems, cellular modems, found in cargo cranes by a company called ZPMC. And these modems can be remotely accessed, and they don't support normal communications operations. And as I said, the Chinese firms have built about 80% of the cranes, the ship-to-shore cranes in the United States. Okay, so now, so there's a guy sitting, could be a gal, sitting at the control tower of each of these cranes with a joystick, and they can move the crane, and they can look down at the grappling arm, and the devices that grab the containers. They can look down and see what they're doing. Now, let's add to this. Back in the 1980s, I was a computer jockey for some of the largest credit card banks in the country. And we used Unix, U-N-I-X. It was a programming language written by Bell Labs for some of our operations. And my team was very proficient in Unix. And there was a program called Jive, J-I-V-E. And Jive is an interesting application. Jive is a translator. Unix uses pipes and filters. So you can take, like, text. Let's take a document, a text document. You can take that, pipe it into a program, and have the program perform operations on that document and get an output that's different. So Jive does exactly that. Jive is a translator or a program that will convert English words to Jive Talk. You might call Jive Talk Harlem Jive. That's exactly what it was called. Now, this is not me using... These are words that are out there on the internet. I'm just using the correct vernacular. So Jive is a translator. And if you use Jive, and I typed in a sentence, something like... here's what I typed in. This is, quote, President Ronald Reagan was a U.S. president, end quote. Okay, I put that into Jive. And here's what Jive came out with. Quote, super dude, Rollo Reagan was some U.S. super dude, end quote. Okay, that's Jive. Now, what does that have to do with shipping containers and the cranes? Well, as I told you, that Unix uses pipes and filters. And I don't know if the programming language for some of these crane operations is Unix, but I have a feeling it might be. Or Linux, which is kind of like Unix. Right? And you can use pipes and filters in Linux. And you could use Jive in Linux. So imagine this. How does it relate to cranes? So let's say you had a random number generator, and you said... to this random number generator, I want a number between 0 and 9. 0 and 9. And let's take that random number and put it into the equivalent of a numerical jive. Not a Harlem jive, but numerical jive. Okay, so we want to put the number one in. We tell the joystick, move that arm 1 foot to the right. And it goes through a filter kind of like Jive, and it translates it and picks a random number and says 8. And so the crane operator moves the joystick 1 foot to the right, and it goes 8 feet to the right. And then we add another random number generator, and you say, let's do it every between 0 and 99 times. So the crane joystick is going to move the wrong amount somewhere between 0 and 99 times. I'm sorry, I said that incorrectly. It will move it incorrectly, but of the joystick operations, it will move it incorrectly between none of the times and 99, one out of 99 of the times. And it will move it a random number to the right or left, or forward or backward. So the crane operator is sitting with the joystick, and he's trying to hook up the crane, the grappling hook, to the container. And sometimes it moves to the right, but not the same amount each time. And sometimes it moves forward when he wants to go backward, but not all the time. And sometimes it moves to the left when he wants to go to the right, but not all the time, because it's based on a random number. So when the crane operator says, hey, boss, this isn't working right, I can't grab that container, the boss will say, well, let me try it. And it'll probably work right, unless he's there 99 times. So what I'm trying to say is, this is what they could do to us. Now, how do I know about Jive? I know about Jive because I was in charge of a group of IT professionals, and we saw Jive firsthand. We used Jive to see what it could do. This is the beginnings of artificial intelligence. Greg, this is really serious, and it's worse than that. Do you have any comments on that? Because I've got the next piece, which is just as bad.
Well, everything's going as topsy-turvy as far as I'm concerned. I mean, for instance, well, let me just, this is kind of off topic, but I spent close to 6 months in Africa helping some people set up a business of drilling wells, a little personal well drilling device, opened a bank at the Bank of Dakar, short for BDK, right? Put $1,000 in there to kind of help out. And BDK, or the Bank of Dakar, came out with an app, and I wanted some information on how I could sign into it and use the app. And I was informed in an email, of course, it's all in French, I have to translate it, that my account was stopped on basically 2 months ago. Now, what does that mean? Where are my funds? I would like to find out. A savings account, nonetheless. What gives them the right to do things like that? Anyway.
Okay, so you could be talking about out-and-out theft. You could be talking about malicious computer hacking, theft with computers. You could be talking about a lot of different things. When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit more about these 200-made Chinese cranes at U.S. ports and my thoughts. My thoughts about this. Now, class, don't believe a word that you hear or see or read in the media. And don't believe me or Greg.
Original pure powder, no more communication.
It comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Okay, so we're talking about the cranes, and about 200 Chinese-made cranes at U.S. ports, and Coast Guard experts have looked at security on them, and they're not finished. They got about half of them analyzed or partially analyzed. And the Biden administration is investing in American-built cranes to be constructed over the next 5 years. And that's going to be using funds from the $1 trillion bipartisan infrastructure built to fund them. But it's going to take $20 billion to retrofit or build new or fix these problems. And the cranes will be built. It's been announced that the cranes are going to be built by a subsidiary of a company called Mitsui, M-I-T-S-U-I. It's a Japanese company. And so instead of the Chinese cranes, we're going to use Japanese cranes. And Mitsui is going to produce the cranes. And officials said it'll be the first time in 30 years that they would be built domestically. I'm a little confused about that. So Mitsui is going to build them, and the administration says they're going to be built domestically. I'm confused. But let me tell you who Mitsui is. Okay. So Mitsui is a Japanese company, and it was started around 1622. Pretty old company. And so they've been around for a really long time, and through various incarnations and iterations, it is the company it is today. But let's talk about World War II. So during the 1930s and the 1940s, the subsidiary of Mitsui had a tobacco company, and it started producing a special brand of cigarettes called They were labeled Golden Bat, G-O-L-D-E-N, Bat. And those cigarettes were really popular. And they had the Far East trademark. Their circulation was prohibited in Japan. So it's a Japanese company making cigarettes, but they were only to be exported. You could not buy them if you were in Japan for consumption in Japan. They were only for export. The local Japanese Secret Service, under the controversial Imperial Japanese Army General, had control of the distribution of the cigarettes in China and Manchuria. And that's where these cigarettes were exported. So within the mouthpiece of the cigarette was a small, discreet dose of opium or heroin. And consequently, millions of unsuspecting customers became addicted to these narcotics. The profits were huge for Mitsumi. So this was a mastermind of the Japanese Imperial Army General. And as a matter of fact, we talked about the Tokyo Trials, the Military Tribunal for the Far East, as it's also known, he was sentenced to death. But no actions ever took place against the company, which profited from the production of these narcotic cigarettes, which none of the customers knew had narcotics in the tip. Mitsumi. So that's the company that the Biden administration has selected to fix the problem.
It's like kind of like taking Metric and Imperial and just mix and matching them. And let's just say you make a set of tools. Hey, it's both. You know, it could be 9mm. It could be 9/16. It could be, you know, whatever. You're just going to have to waste your time fitting it to the nut.
You are absolutely right. And we have a whole set, well, we have multiple sets of metric tools and sets of SAE, Society of Automotive Engineers. That would be the U.S. Measurement system. And it is so frustrating because I can work on a Ford and he can have SAE and metric. So I have to bring two sets of tools. Same thing with tractors. Same thing with pretty much everything we work on. It's outrageous. And I remember being in elementary school when they came out with the metric system. And boys and girls, this is great. We're going to learn the metric system. I already had some wrenches in those days that were American wrenches. And I kept thinking, I don't get this. Why don't they convert to our system? Why would we convert to their system? We know feet, inches, miles, and eighths of an inch. We know all that. Why are we going to the metric system? Let them change to us. Our way. We'll be right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The utility serving the Texas Panhandle is investigating whether their equipment indeed was responsible for the state's largest wildfire. Multiple lawsuits regarding the Smokehouse Creek fire have highlighted a downed power line as a potential cause. Xcel Energy in a statement indicated it seems their facilities were linked to the fire's ignition. A former congressional candidate and pro wrestler has surrendered in connection with a murder on the Las Vegas Strip.
Daniel Rodimer turned himself in at the Clark County Detention Center on Wednesday night following the issuance of an arrest warrant earlier that same day. The warrant relates to the November 2023 death of Christopher Tapp. Witnesses claim Rodimer was enraged at Tapp after he purportedly offered cocaine to Rodimer's stepdaughter during a party in a suite at Resorts World. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash it.
God, you're
take my
when you go to the
DC's
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Craig Lesher's with us, realwaterindependence.com, realwaterindependence.com. Class, you may think that that I'm kidding about this with Jive. I just used it as an example. I'm not kidding at all. This is serious as a heart attack. And I just typed into a Jive filter. Here's what I typed in. Quote, President Joe Biden proved what a great speaker he is last night. End quote. Here's what Jive says. President Massa Biden proved what some great speaker he be last night, end quote. Okay. So I'm really serious that with just a little bit of programming like Jive, our cranes could go crazy at a remote command by our enemies at times of peace and certainly at times of war. And who is responsible for this? Everybody who was involved in the decision to purchase these cranes from China. Everybody. And why is it that Washington, D.C., who has had the expertise of Joe Biden for almost 50 years as a senator, as a vice president, and now as commander-in-chief, why is it with all his expertise that this has happened under his watch? Why? Who did it? How much did they get bribed? And why is it that with Bethlehem Steel and U.S. Steel and a whole bunch of companies that used to make steel, Phoenix Steel, why is it that we didn't build our own cranes? Why? Obviously,
you know,
there's money under the table. Go ahead.
Just thinking of the possible reasons, you know, of why they do this. Maybe it's marketing. Maybe it's because you've got to buy twice the amount of tools, carry twice the amount of tools, take you twice the time to accomplish the same goal because you got to, I can't look at a bolt and tell you exactly what it is. They're too close.
And
what about communication and electric cars?
To put an exclamation point on what Greg just said, you can try fitting a half-inch wrench on a bolt. And if it doesn't fit, if it's just the wrench is just a little too small, try 13 millimeters and it'll fit just perfectly. And the difference is about the amount that two sheets of paper would fill in that gap. That's the difference. Why do we need both? You're right.
And if you use the wrong one, you can strip or damage that bolt or nut.
Absolutely correct. And it just frosts me. It just frosts me. And then if you go buy the tools at the Chinese tool outlet, Chinese factory tool outlet, Harbor Freight, you'll find that their tools don't fit as tightly on the nuts and bolts as do, let's say, Craftsman and SK Wayne when they were made in the United States and Husky when it was made in the United States. Now, pretty much every tool you buy comes from outside the country. Craftsman used to be a U.S. manufactured tool. Not so much anymore. I don't think at all anymore. Going to Craftsman looks like you're going to Harbor Freight.
Yeah, I call it third world mechanicking because it seems like when you go to another country, a foreign country, and they're on metric, that's everything is metric.
Greg, have you been following the problem with electricity in the United States of America and how we are facing blackouts because of, well, obviously, the demand for electricity increases. More people want air conditioning, more and more people want extra TVs, more and more people want electric appliances like heat pumps, like resistive heating, like electric cars. Well, the problem is even worse because of the AI demand. And we're looking at doubling the amount of electricity in 1 year that we could be using because of all of our greed for more and more devices to do more and more things for us. Nobody needs a robotic vacuum cleaner. Nobody needs a doorbell with a camera. Nobody needs 24/7 internet and Wi-Fi. Nobody needs to have their computers running 24/7 idle. Nobody needs to have their televisions on standby waiting for somebody to push the on button. It's already on and it will just turn on the rest of the way. Nobody needs all these conveniences. Especially electric cars. They're going to break the grid. And when they do, we won't be able to fight World War III, which is right on the horizon. Greg?
Yeah, I was just in a little experience in the hotel I was staying at. In the middle of the night, my TV turns on by itself. Of course, it really wasn't by itself. And it starts downloading YouTube. And, you know, what is going on? It's obviously, somebody's connecting their personal device to the wrong TV. Well, after three times, I finally got up and unplugged the darn TV and the cable box that was attached to it.
Remember the days when we used to... Remember the days when we used to pull into our driveway and we'd get out of the car and we'd raise the garage door and then we'd get back in the car and pull into the garage door, pull into the garage and then and then close the garage door. Remember those days? Well, then we came up with, or manufacturers came up with electric garage door openers. But then they started killing cats and dogs and it'd come down and crush them. Something that a person wouldn't intentionally do. A person would look and say, well, there's a cat there. Let me get the cat to move, and then I'll close the garage door. But the this was before electric sensors, electric eyes, photocells, would look and see if there's a cat or a dog or a package or a box or something in the way so it wouldn't close the garage door. But initially, they didn't have those things, so the animals got killed. Well, who needs an electric garage door opener? Nobody. Nobody needs one, right? So,
yeah, a little exercise.
These are just more, more and more and more devices. And who needs a remote start so you can look out your window and then start your car remotely? Who would do that? Who would start their car remotely without knowing what is underneath the car? Who would, you know, have you ever heard of cats going under a hood in cold weather because the engine's warm?
And they start the car up or the vehicle up, and it cuts off a limb or kills the cat or the animal. Absolutely.
Right. Right. So we don't need these things. We really don't need these things. And if you think about it, the demand for just AI and data centers is so great. It is as great as the entire island country of Japan. That's what we're looking at. Now, what is it that Japan makes? Japan makes, it's an industrial country. They make a lot of things with their manufacturing powers, right? Well, we're looking at just moving digits around. We're looking at moving bits around with AI, and it will use as much electricity, the cloud and AI combined, as the entire country of Japan. Really, do we need this? I don't think
Less than 10 miles away from me right now is a building, status. How do they use electricity? We can't find out either one because those are classified. But I will tell you, a high power line that runs, that was put in at the same time as the data center was, and so was a huge piping system for water. They use an incredible amount. When you're facing power outages, lack of power and lack of water, just so they can spy on you? I mean, it's incredible, the society we live in today.
You know, Greg, you just taught me something. I love it. I really do. Classified. So the next time the government asks me how many chickens, cats, horses, goats, sheep, cows.
There you go.
It's classified.
Sorry, that's classified.
I love it.
Because they're a corporation. They're not really government. You have every right to classify your information. What gives them the right to know how many tablespoons of sugar goes in your body per day?
Greg, they want to know how many horsepower each tractor is, and they've got groups up to 40 horsepower, 41 horsepower to I think, 80-something, 80 to 100. They want to know how many horsepower each tractor is. They want to know how many tractors. They want to know the age of the tractor. They want to know how many animals of each kind. They want to know how many people make decisions at the farm. So how many are you, and what percentage does each one contribute to the decision-making process?
Well, so, I'll tell you. On my farm, it's classified. How's that?
Well, that's what I was thinking. And I'm going to use that. I'm going to use that with the next time they ask me for that information. It's outrageous.
How much did you earn this year? Excuse me, that's classified.
Right. Right.
But I can tell you, Greg, I haven't earned any money at all this year. Zero. Mm-hmm. Because I have never been paid.
Mm-hmm.
I've received promissory notes, called Federal Reserve notes, but I'll unclassify it. I have not made any money at all this year, zero. I've brought in zero amount. I although I should have bought some silver and gold United States coins, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you have so no money.
Uh-uh,
no money.
None. Brought in.
Went from someone who uses your services to you. By the way, Greg, since you're talking about this, I wanted to teach the class at USA Prepares that you don't have to buy things. And so, for example, I need some work done here at the farm, and it involves dismantling a barn. And so some of the timbers, the posts, the beams, the dimensional lumber, the roofing, the siding, can all be reused. And so I could sell the barn that could be taken down, and then I could take those funds and then pay someone to do a roofing job for me. Or I could trade with someone who wants to take the barn down, and in turn use some of those materials from the old barn and put them on another barn and trade labor. So I could end up getting re-roofing with my materials, the labor from the person that wants to take the barn down.
Wait a minute, and it sounds like there's a private contract there.
Absolutely.
That's a private contract.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you bring in the IRS to contract with them?
I haven't done that yet. I was going to convene a committee to look into the possibility of bringing some consultants in to evaluate the possibility of working with a group to help with the IRS. But I haven't done it yet.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's X-T-E-N-D-O-V-I-T-E.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Craig Lesher's with us, and his website is realwaterindependence.com. Greg, I know you fly. You have to for your business. But a plane took off. There's an article yesterday. A plane took off from San Francisco on its way to Osaka, Japan. And it was a Boeing 777. So it was a large plane. Took off, and a couple seconds later, I mean literally seconds later, one of the wheels fell off. And it's a pretty heavy wheel. I think it's about 235 pounds. It fell off and landed on some cars and crushed the cars. So there's a lot of concern about flying, and Boeing's got some pretty lousy press lately with, doors coming unattached. And they're finding some bolt problems, and this is a United flight, and it's flight number 35. It left San Francisco on its way to Osaka, and a wheel fell off. Now, it wasn't one of the front wheels. That would be a huge problem, you know, one of the two front wheels. This was one of the rear wheels. Well, actually, in the middle of the plane, but the rear wheels. This is a pretty serious problem. Greg, are you concerned about flying?
I am. But lately, let me tell you, I'm more concerned about what's going on the highways. I see total disregard. I'm seeing 5 and 6 cars maybe an hour driving at night without lights on. I don't know whether they realized they didn't turn on their lights. Maybe they were in a lit area when they took off. But it's just, I'm seeing total disregard for, I don't know, maybe the vaccines changed people's thought processes. I kind of have an idea that that's probably what's going on, because at the time, you know, I've never seen so much of it since I have seen, since they started that vaccine rollout. But when you consider all the planes that are in the air and the very few things that they do have happen, I would say I'm more in fear of my safety right here on America's roadways.
I agree with that. I agree with that.
Yeah.
It's just that when a plane has a problem, it's a lot of people are involved. So
oh, yeah,
plane falls
absolutely.
Out, sky or crashes. But you're absolutely right. We have noticed the same thing here in Missouri, that drivers are operating their vehicles at night. You know, it's dark, no headlights. And they don't seem to understand. They don't seem to even know it. And, you know, I flash my headlights on if it's oncoming traffic. I can see some bozo is driving with headlights off, and other cars, you know, in front of them, behind them, have their headlights on. How does that happen? I think part of that problem is the automatic headlights. So if you get in some cars, the lights come on automatically, and you can't shut them off very easily. Other cars, you have to manually turn on the headlights. I've got a 2001 Chevy Silverado truck that looks pretty much like the 2004 we have, and the lights come on automatically on the 2004, which I can't stand, and then the lights on the 2001, I have to actually turn the knob and have the lights come on, which I do like. I'd really like to be in charge of the lights. If I think I need them, I put them on. As a matter of fact, I drive with my headlights on a lot of times during the day, most of the time, if not all the time, anyway, because I want to make sure that these morons that are on the road that are less likely to run into me. But at the same time, I also see that the new headlights, these high-energy lights, are so bright I can't see, because the oncoming traffic headlights are so high on these new overpuffed, overbuilt monstrosities that Ford, General Motors, and the former Chrysler Corporation makes. They're so high, they're so powerful, they blind you. What was that?
One exclamation point to this whole thing we're talking about here. I go to a third world country, or I go to Asia, or whatever, okay? And I get on one of those escalators that takes you, you know, the automatic stairs, basically, that here in the United States, you get on those and you just stop, block the way. In a country like Indonesia or, you know, Singapore or somewhere like that, you go over to one side, because there are people who enjoy walking and will walk up those, they get there a little quicker. But here in the United States, we're just completely complacent.
Well, you are absolutely right about that. And it's not just the escalators or, you know, those moving stairs. It's the aisles in the supermarket. People will just stop in the middle instead of, it seems like they don't understand that in the United States, you drive on the right side of the road. So when you push your shopping cart, you push your shopping cart on the right side of the aisle. Not the left side, not the middle, the right side. But what happens is, these newcomers, I think, just go down the middle. And they just stop, leave their cart, and walk away to find something, you know, 10 feet away. But they leave their cart in the way of everybody. It's me first. This administration is fostering me first, and it's everywhere. And this guy, I believe he has a lot of blame on his shoulders as a result of his mismanagement of our country for almost 50 years. Greg, any quick comments?
We're in a lot of trouble. We are in a lot of trouble. Start paying attention.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.